想听 Mary 的故事。
My name is Father Lee Marshall from England, from the Diocese of Alum in England. And my relationship with Mary is a very personal one. And in a sense it's hard to speak about, it's hard to articulate because it is very personal. But I can say that it's through Mary that I came to know Jesus. And that's Mary's role, that is her one desire. That is all that she desires, is that through her we will come to meet Jesus, we will come to know her son. The last words that Mary speaks in the Gospels, she says, "Do whatever he tells you, do as my son tells you." So she's just there pointing to Jesus. And I once read, a priest had written that the closer we get to Our Lady, we realise that she's transparent. And I remember, like, I felt a bit uncomfortable when I read that. Like, Mary's transparent. I thought, she's beautiful. How can Mary be transparent? But it said, she's transparent because the closer we get to her, we see through her and we see Jesus. And I thought, well, that's beautiful, because Mary's only desire would be to be transparent, to lead us to her son, so that we'd see through her and see only Jesus. And that's her role. And I suppose a few years ago, as growing in my faith journey, I began to have a bit of a problem with Mary. That not in my heart. I knew that I loved Mary, but intellectually, I was studying in seminary. I was studying about Jesus, and it was all about Jesus. I thought, well, where does Mary fit in? And I started questioning it. Why am I praying to Mary? Why not go straight to the main man? Why go through Mary? And there's an old priest now who's a very spiritual man called Father May in my diocese, and I always go to him for advice and direction. And I just asked him this question, why Mary? What's the point? Why don't we just go to Jesus? And he said, the more we come to know Mary, the more we come to know Jesus. And he said, the more we come to know Jesus, the more we will understand Mary. We take them together. That when we come to know Jesus, we'll come to understand Mary. Because we can't separate them. Because it's through Mary that Jesus came into the world. And it's through Mary now, through God's plan, through God's desire, that we come to the Lord, that we come to know Jesus, that we come to know God. And it's been that way through history as well. One of the things that always amazed me when I was studying my theology in seminary was that in the 3rd and 4th century, these great heresies raging about Jesus. And there were two basic heresies. One was to deny that Jesus was human, and the other heresy was to deny that Jesus was God. So these two great heresies were raging. They came up in all sorts of different types of heresies, Arianism, Gnosticism. But the church's response to this was not to sort of look at Jesus, but was to look at Mary. The church responded to all these heresies by pointing to Mary. And at the Council of Ephesus in 431, the church declared Mary Theotokos, Mother of God, the God-bearer. And through saying that Mary is Mother of God, they showed that Jesus is both fully human and that Jesus is fully God. To say that Mary is Theotokos, the Mother of God, it shows that Jesus has a mother. So Jesus is fully man. And also to say that Mary is Mother of God is to say that Jesus is also divine. So all of these heresies are blown away just by saying that Mary is Theotokos, Mother of God. So Mary leads us to Jesus. And in theology, Mary is the one that protects Jesus, that takes us to her son. And it's the same in our life, in our faith. It's Mary in so many ways that leads us to Jesus. So if you're struggling to know Jesus, if you're struggling to get to know him, go to his mother, go to her and ask her to lead you to her son. That's all she desires to do. There's nobody that knows the son more than the mother. So Mary will be the one to take you to Jesus. Amen.